KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Investigations are underway into what caused a crash that claimed a woman's life in the north of Durban. First responders say a minibus taxi and buggy collided last night at the intersection between Chris Hani Road and Queen Nandi Drive. ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says 18 others were injured.
One person in the buggy, a female believed to be in her 40s, was found severely entrapped in the wreckage, and on assessment, paramedics found that she had sustained fatal injuries and there was nothing paramedics could do for her and she was declared deceased on the scene. The eThekwini Fire Department had to use the jaws of life and other hydraulic equipment to cut her free from the wreckage. Three other casualties had sustained critical injuries. Once stabilized on scene, all of the casualties were then transported through to various Durban hospitals for the further care that they require.
The N3 between the Key Ridge and Hammersdale interchange will be closed between 8:45 and 11 this morning. Roads agency SANRAL says it's to relocate Eskom lines as part of its realignment project. In an advisory, SANRAL says the closure will take place between the M13 N3 split and the Hammersdale interchange, as well as the Peacevale on-ramp to the N3 southbound. Motorists can use the R103 as an alternative route. And abroad, the UN says Friday was one of the deadliest days this year for civilians in Ukraine. 21 people were killed and scores injured in Russian attacks. Most were in the Donetsk region when drones and missiles pounded the town of Dobropetia. Kyiv's having to deal with America suspending military aid, satellite imagery and intelligence sharing. Alexander Sherba, who represents Ukraine's foreign ministry, says that's a significant setback.
We won't be able to strike inside Russian territory, and we will be very much vulnerable to strikes from Russian territory. It's a big chunk to swallow, and it will be difficult, but quite frankly, we are relying on you guys in Europe.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. And Vatican officials say there's been a slight improvement in the Pope's condition. According to doctors, he's responding well to therapy, though he's not yet out of danger. Pope Francis, who's 88, has spent more than 3 weeks in Rome's Gemelli Hospital with pneumonia in both lungs. And back home on the weather front, mostly clear skies can be expected in KZN today. Durban, Kokstad, Margate and Newcastle reach a high of 30 degrees. Moy River 31, Richards Bay 35, Pietermaritzburg and Ulundi 34, Ladysmith 32 and 28 for Underberg. In Durban, we've got 1.5 meter swells at sea this morning with sunset at 20 minutes past 6. You can follow our WhatsApp channel for the latest local and international news. Just click updates and search for East Coast Radio News Watch. I'm Tamasha Kanye from the News Watch team.